specifically with a focus on females because it's International Women's Week. Wanda, take it away. It's girl band day today on Freedom Business.
Joan Jett.
All right. And the Blackhearts. I love Joni Jett. I saw her live in concert. She was terrific.
Tremendous.
You knew it. You knew that was coming. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. By now, you know they've got an awesome store in Gainesville that sells Audis, and their store in Key West, well, that sells all kinds of great name brands. And what do they all have in common? Well, besides being great cars, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join Wanda Polo and me. We'll be out at the Lamborghini Broward store for Supercar Saturday tomorrow from 10 to 1. It's at I-75 and Griffin Road. It's a tremendous time for you and the kids. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Today's Thought Bubble.
All this complaining about daylight saving time and losing an hour of sleep. Just do what I do. Don't set your clocks ahead until Sunday afternoon. That way you don't lose an hour of sleep. People are so dumb.
No, I was having a good time and you tell me it's time to do my Sandstone commercial and I come right up. That's what happens when you give me a call at 305-773-6300. You get Jim Freed and you get my brain and my contacts, and I'd love to help you do your real estate deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors call me. I help them with their jumbos and super jumbos and help them get out of trouble themselves too. Investors call me. I help them pull cash out of their deals. And my clients call me because I help them do complex real estate transactions, mixed use that just sold Wynwood Yard. Don't hate me, please. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Oh, Wanda.
I'm having such problems today.
Oh, that's all right. Here it's all good. It's all good.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, thank you so much. We're back. We're with Natalia, Alicia. Did I say that right, Natalia?
Alicia, but you know, depending on the accent, I'm fine with Natalia. It's all good.
All right, great. And she's a lawyer. She's a graduate from St. John's. But beyond that, she's Amazon best-selling author of The Millennial's Guide to the Universe. And I will opt in and I will use the word millennial, Wanda.
Good for you, Jim.
All right. So welcome to the show, Natalie. But how do I do
Natalie.
That? I know, but I'm sorry. Remember in Miami, they say it all different ways. Welcome to the show, Natalie. So, Natalie.
Thank you so much.
You know, your book is entitled The Millennial's Guide to the Universe. How do they get a handle on the universe? It's pretty big.
Great. So the universe as to millennials, I think, is really narrow, although we live in a beautiful, wide universe. I talk a lot about spirituality
awesome.
And purpose in life.
Oh, my kind of
welcome to our world.
Yes, and why this was completely my purpose. At 15 years old, I was crossing the street while two guys were drag racing their cars, and I got hit at 60 miles an hour as a pedestrian.
Well, listen, you know, so then what happened? That must have changed your whole life.
My whole life. You know, at 15 years old, when you see life from the eyes of someone who survived, it's unreal. And then you realize okay, I am on this planet for a mission, a purpose, and I'm going to make it happen. And I realized I did college in 2 years, law school in 2.5, and I went through it completely debt-free. And I realized that I had to bring my unique experience and expertise to young people all over the world to make sure that they, too, could do the same thing. It wasn't that I had all, you know, that I'm a genius or some people. No. I understood the rules of the game. I learned them, and I did it, you know, in 2 years opposed to 4. And it's a teachable skill.
High five. High five. It truly is. It truly is a teachable skill. I know I took my nephew up to help him get into college and walked him into the financial aid office, and we crafted the whole thing on the spot. So it is possible. Yeah. It is possible to do this. You just have to know what you want and go for it. Sounds like somebody we know, Wanda. Who are we interviewing? Sounds like somebody that just did that.
Excellent. Wow, you're just putting it together today.
I am. I'm the human Rubik's Cube.
He's just putting it.
So, Natalie, you know, this is International Women's Week. Is that what it is, Wanda?
Is it International Women's Week? And then tomorrow is International Women's Day.
Okay, well, that's why we're doing this.
We're getting to jump on it.
Well, we are. We are. I'm the man. You guys are the ladies. That's okay. We're all in this together. But one of the things that I think that a lot of the people that are, I like to say, under 30, under 40, under 35, whatever, a lot of people that are come out of college.
Our future leaders.
There you go. A lot of people that have come out of college with a lot of debt and a lot of people blocking their ascension into the community. You know, they have some financial issues that they have to deal with. That's one of the things that you talk to people about, isn't it, Natalie?
Absolutely. There's multiple reasons for the financial issues today for the millennial generation. Number one is we have never had a student loan epidemic. It's an epidemic the way it is today. People are talking about the American dream. You want the white picket fence and you want to go to college to be successful. However, when our parents did it, it was $1,000 a year. Now it's $60,000.
Yes, I got out with $12,500 in student loan, and that was because it was $10,000 for my MBA, 2 years at Florida.
There you go.
Yikes.
There you go.
Yeah, paid it off in 4 years. Vivian's still paying off her UM loans. They were huge. When my wife went private, I went public. There you go, right there.
There you go. People are going to be saddled with this debt forever. I don't know how they'll ever get out of it.
Well, there'll have to eventually be some kind of debt forgiveness.
Forgiveness,
and that's
absolutely
what's going to end up happening, because they'll have what'll happen is you won't have enough economic growth. They'll point to this as an issue, and then the people will go after
absolutely
it, and they'll get votes for doing it, and that's what's going to end up happening. I got to see. It's got to happen soon. I mean, you've got the world is changing. You've got gay rights. You've got medical marijuana, so you have recreational marijuana. You've got the people that are younger than us are taking over the world as they should. It's their time
it's
now.
It's their job.
It's their time. It's their time. Now, Natalie, I know that you kind of go out there and give people advice. Now, let's say somebody has, they're looking at college, they haven't picked one yet, they're going to go to college, they want to come out debt-free. What do you recommend?
Great. Number one, you have to know what your end is in order to get there. So if you're saying, like most college students, I don't know what I'm going to do. Awesome. Go travel, experience the world. Go to perhaps community college or a public college for 2 years and figure it out. Because figuring out is great. You don't have to have all the answers at 18 years old. What I don't think is acceptable is taking on $100,000 worth of debt in order to figure it out and then still having a question mark.
You're absolutely right. In fact, one of my best friends went to UF, flunked out, went to community college, passed, got himself cleaned up grade-wise, went back to UF as a lawyer today. I guess most lawyers flunked out at somewhere, didn't they?
Probably.
So, Wanda, what do you think?
Well, I'm just wondering, I was looking at your website and all the great information you're offering there, and as a woman, I'm curious, what do you think are the most common mistakes that we as women make with our money?
Right.
Good question.
Number one is, we don't ask. And if you don't ask, you don't get women's self-worth. So I was just speaking to a very good friend of mine who happens to be the dean at Binghamton University where I went.
Mm-hmm. She's right.
And she was telling me that for every man who applies for a PhD position as a professor, they're all negotiating their salaries. For every woman that applies, same credentials, only one asks for more.
They're just hoping for a job.
It's basically this lack of education about the fact that we can negotiate. So the offer made from an employer is just the jumping off point.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the end.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I've got friends right now that are negotiating a job offer. It's very complex. They're coming out of real estate. They're going into a new field. But in real estate, you have a very long tail. Some of their things will last for 2 or 3 years, and they be leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table. Rather than walking away from it, they say, well, I really don't want to walk away. I go, dude, just don't walk away from it. Negotiate it in the package.
That's it. Everything in life is a negotiation. And I will tell you something else, too. It's not just that we're not negotiating for more, right? So, okay, we understand that women are making 80 cents on the dollar. I don't think any of us can dispute that. It's statistic after statistic. But here's the thing. We're now spending 10 times as much. And here's one example. So my husband goes to get his hair cut, and it costs him $10. And he has to do it once a month. I have to get a blowout minimum twice a month to look like a normal human being.
Wow, that's my wife needs to meet you. She goes twice a week.
I just keep the hair short.
Your
that's
hair,
what I'm saying.
Your look is great, Wanda. It's all you.
Keeps it easy.
You look good.
But there you and so that's costing me at minimum 10 times what he spends.
Oh, yes.
And it's crazy. So we're making 20% less and spending 10 times more. How can that be?
Well, it sounds like you're the U.S. government. Deficit spending. You're looking to raise the GDP and keep interest rates low. I know what you're doing. Actually, rates should go up because of the high demand, but that's an economics thing. We won't talk about that today. So
this is the issue. This is the issue I see. We're getting the pink tax left and right. We are being judged on how we look and how we present ourselves. And in order to get the opportunities, you have to present and be polished in a certain way. That costs money.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Yes. Now, let's talk about that, because I'm a guy. I'm wearing a pair of jeans.
Jeans.
Yeah, a black T-shirt. I do have my $25 Marlin hat on.
Fancy. Fancy's dressed up today.
Actually, I'm just going to throw this out. It has nothing to
Please
do with
do.
Anything. I just want to get, to Alina Villasante, the lady with the Peace Love World.
Closer to the microphone.
I said to Alina Villasante, the lady from Peace Love World, that I need black T-shirts with good sayings on them. I only have one where it says I'm a gentleman, and people wear these black T-shirts and they're not good people. I want one that says I'm a black T-shirt guy, but I'm a good person. But that's another side story.
I think I have to get you a black T-shirt then that says women's empowerment all the way. What do you think?
Only
all
if right. It's in pink.
Oh, he's so good.
You like that? I got no problem with that. As long as you got my wife's picture on the back, you can get that
there
off the internet.
Go.
My wife
happy
is
happy wife, happy life. I tell my husband all the time.
Oh, my wife is tremendous. She's just an inspiration. But that's again a story for another day. Now, Natalie, Wanda, should we take a break now and go long on the next one, or what should we do?
Take a break it and come back.
All right, so we're gonna break. Wanda's gonna go play some great music, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some really great stuff that's female oriented, but men are interested in this too.
And money.
Yeah, it's money oriented. It's common sense stuff about money. If a man doesn't ask, he ain't going to get either.
International Women's Day tomorrow. We're going to teach you how to keep your money.
That's my woman. That's at least my woman on the radio. My woman at home is at home right now. And we're going to hi, honey. And Natalie's going to be right back. She's going to give us all the tips that made her a best selling author with her book, A Millennial's Guide to the Universe, which you can find on Amazon, so do that. Natalie, we'll be right back with you.
Thank you.
It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be all right. It ain't no big thing. But I know what I like. I know when I'm dancing with you.
All right. That lady is terrific. I can't wait for the second half of that interview to play. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. And down in Key West, well, that store down there has just about everything. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join Wanda Polo and I. We'll be out at the Supercar Saturday on Saturday at Warren Henry Lamborghini on Griffin Road at I-75. It's a great time for the whole family. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again. And Wanda Miles.
Hashtag Black Girl Magic.
Hey, hi, now.
Bristol.
On 880, The Biz.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
All right, Wanda. Heads up that time. Hey, if you need some capital for your real estate transaction.
You look so comfortable. I didn't want to bother you.
That's all right. If you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need some help figuring out your deal? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need some good real estate muscle? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
It's a contest, Wanda.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, Wanda, that was awesome. Thank you so very much. I love those little bits you put together. And Natalie, we're here with Natalie Alicia. She's an Esquire. That means she's a lawyer. She graduated from St. John's University Law School, which means she's smart and she knows how to finish things. We're here today. We're talking about it's International Women's Day tomorrow, and it's International Women's Week now, right?
Why not? International Women's Month. It's Women's Month.
It's always time for women. They're 50% of the Boy, I said that was a... Anyway.
Don't hurt yourself.
I almost did. So, Natalie, we're back. Now, we were talking a little bit about some of the mistakes that people make with money, and we were talking about some of the things they can do with it. But, Natalie, if somebody wants to get ahead, what do they need to do with their finances?
So, excellence is not an act. It's a habit. It doesn't matter if it's $50, $100. Put money away religiously from your paycheck every time, because that money will start compounding, and compounding growth is the best thing ever. That money will then turn into hundreds of thousands, if not more, by the time people are ready to retire. And believe me, you're going to be thanking me later.
So listen, it sounds like you're becoming the money mama. I may have dropped something here.
You did.
Oh, what did I just drop?
A new book?
Oh, whose book is that?
Natalie.
It's my book.
Oh, tell me a little bit about that one, Natalie. We were serving it up for you. Tell us a little bit about your new book.
So Money Mama is coming out on April 16th, which is the day after taxes, because I know a lot of people are looking at the new tax cutting and say, oh, my God, what happened this year? So they're going to want to start fresh and really get a measure on their finances as for the next tax year. Now, not only is it the day after taxes, but I've always said it's the best day of the year. It happens to be my birthday.
Oh, happy nice. Birthday early.
Thank you. And Money Mama was really inspired as I was sitting on the third day of being in labor, and finally we said we're doing a C-section, at which point I started hysterical crying, and I spoke to my husband privately and said, if I don't get out of this, here's everyone you need to call for the life insurance. Here's where all the documents are. I'm speaking to my mom saying, you're going to be the guardian of the kids should something happen to Sam. And it's finally hit me because I've been in the state and trust attorney for now 6 years. I'm ranked as a super lawyer in New York for this. It's, I love what I do. I protect people left and right. And, but you know, it was only a job before. It's something I did. When I became a mother, it became everything, because what would happen if a mother doesn't have this in place? And 70% don't. And then, God forbid, doesn't come home that day. What happens to their children?
I talk about this all the time. In fact, I my friends are listening on the radio. So when I use this in our negotiations, now you know why I'm doing it. Sometimes people, I'm in real estate, people like me to spec some time. I'll spec some time, but I won't spec my life. And so at a certain point, I want something in writing. And when I go for it in writing and they resist, I go, listen, it's not about me. I'm protecting my wife here.
Absolutely.
What if I have a heart attack in the middle of this crazy deal while you're yelling at me and run off the road?
And they hurt my feelings.
Yeah, they do hurt my feelings, and I die of a broken heart.
And the truth is, 70% of the U.S. population dies without a will. How is that okay?
It's not, but I don't want to die of a broken heart.
Well, for sure not. And we're going to make sure that your wife never breaks your heart. Aww. Don't you worry.
Oh, my wife is just an absolute dream. My wife walks on air. Come on. That's why she can go to the hair salon twice a week. Because she's my wife. You need to come and hang out with my wife. That's what you need to do,
anytime.
Money Mama.
Come on down.
When are we getting together in Miami? I love it.
Just let me know. We're on Thursdays, and we'd love to do something about ladies in finance. And, you know, maybe we can even do a, you know, we could even do
How
an
about,
event. She
ooh,
can come down. She can do
speeching. Financing and dancing.
Well, okay, fair enough.
I love
enough.
It.
That's what we're
going to
do.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, well, there you go. And we're going to work on that. And you and Wanda are going to coordinate that. And I'll come in and I'll be the man in the room, the man with the plan.
Done.
Oh, this is tremendous. Well, Wanda, I think
you
found
she
a
She can
new
bring
friend.
Her husband, too.
Well, he'll sit in the back
My
with me.
My husband's invited. Fantastic. Yeah, sure. He'll really appreciate that.
So
Thank
what does
you.
Your dad, what does your husband do?
My husband is an entrepreneur. He's a former lawyer and he builds technology companies taking over the world in the blockchain business.
I love this
really
guy.
Giving.
Blockchain. I love this guy. I have lots of friends that he needs to talk to blockchain about.
Wonderful.
Oh, very exciting. So let's get back to our topic at hand. Finance, millennials, focus on women's. It's international. Women's.
Mamas.
Okay, so Mama, you ask a question. Go for it.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the things that moms don't plan for and that they should be planning for? Is there like a top five?
Yeah, absolutely. So number one is they're not saving. They have to make it a religious thing that they do. Number two is they don't have the documents in place, which we discussed is an astronomical issue. They have to tackle that right away. Number three is they really have to have a talk with their husband to make sure that whatever he's doing is planning for them. Because I cannot tell you how many women have said, oh, no, my husband said that he'll take care of it.
Hold on.
At that point, I tell them, run to the lawyer and make sure it is.
No, stop right there. Stop right there, because when I opened up all of our accounts, I make sure my wife knows exactly what it is, exactly why it's set up that way, and exactly who to call and why we're doing it this way, so that she's always safe. Always safe.
Thank God. And you're one of the few. And actually, I'm so glad you brought that up. Beneficiary designations. I cannot tell you how much money in the millions goes to improper beneficiaries because people were too lazy to change the designation.
Wow. Stop right there. No, my best friend, I'm going to have to tell another story. My best friend, I go out with his father for lunch. His father goes, you got to tell, I'm going to use a different name, Bob, that you got to call him and tell him he has to get a colonoscopy. He said, I got to call somebody to tell him to get a colonoscopy? They don't know from Katie Couric? So I call, I say, I'll get one when I come home. Okay, fine. I hung up the phone. Sunday that week, I got a text that my friend had passed. He passed. I'll say it since you're a lawyer, intestate. What does that mean?
Intestate means no will. And you know what? People think they don't have a will. I'll tell you something. We all do. And it's called the state legislative code of whichever state you're in. And unless you have a traditional family, which less and less have, guess what? Your third cousin twice removed living in Idaho could be the beneficiary of everything.
Right, because they just go down, they have a law, they make the law, the pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, and that sets it out. And you don't want the look, no one wants the state deciding what they do. A woman, I'm going to just say it. A woman doesn't want the state deciding what she does with her body. Why is she going to want them to decide what she does with her life savings?
And can I tell you something? If there are even any savings left, because 9 out of 10 women will survive their spouse. And guess what? The spouse needs help. And it costs $20,000 a month in nursing home or home health care rate. So by the time the woman is done paying for him, what's left for her?
Bingo! Bingo.
Long-term care people.
No, you need to. You need to have, first of all, it's, what is it, long-term care insurance. You got to have disability. If you can't qualify for disability, you really should start saving. You know, it's just, it goes on and on and on and on and on. What's another thing that people need to know about? We'll just talk again because it's International Ladies Day. What about ladies specific?
What about single women?
Oh, that's you.
Oh, I love it. Single women, my ladies.
The most
all
ignored
the single
group.
Ladies. Yeah, that's me.
Here's the biggest thing.
Give it to me.
We are told, be empowered, do it all. And we are. And now our careers are taking over our lives. And I have how many friends in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who would love to be mothers, but just have not found that wonderful match? We need to start saving for an IVF fund from the time we were 20 years old.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. I saw that whole thing on TV. See, no, I'm not used to this. I didn't really realize this, but there's a whole business now capitalizing on the delayed fertility thing where they even have trucks that go around town. They do seminars. It was on TV. I saw it. I couldn't believe
it. It's a must. How many beautiful, wonderful women I know who would love a child and just haven't found the right man. So that should hold up their decision. We're empowered in everything else, but who has $100,000 sitting in an account just to be able to freeze their eggs and do the IVF treatment?
Yeah, but now it can be done for 20 to 15, 20. It depends. I'm not going to sit here and sell that service because there was questions
right.
about everything else. But the real thing is that it sounds to me, because we're kind of wrapping up here. Am I wrapping up, Wanda? Yeah, I'm wrapping up, sort of. So it sounds to me like the most important thing is to be self-aware, to be honest with yourself, to be have the, what would I say, the courage to stand up for yourself.
For sure.
And I think that one of the most important things that you need is a buddy. This
Definitely.
Is very hard to do
Support.
Without a buddy.
Support.
Yeah, a buddy system to do this. What do you think about that, Natalie?
I love it because women don't go to lunch and talk about their wills. It just doesn't happen. But you know what? We need to start talking about money because if we want to be the future presidents of the world and the future leaders, we have to be able to master the money. And with that, we can master everything else.
Yes, and men do go to lunch and talk about that. And just one thing, we are in my family. I'm going to just have to say it.
Please.
We are in my family right behind you with that women for high government office and everything else. My niece is Nikki Fried. I love you, Nikki. I love you. Nikki Fried is the Florida Agriculture Commissioner. She's the only Democrat that's elected statewide. Look up Nikki Fried.
Wow.
She's on the move. She's a woman
Amazing.
To follow. And she is a tremendous person that she's all about setting an example for her niece, Ella.
Oh, good for her.
So right. we have to bring Nikki into our beautiful event we're doing.
100%. All right. Now,
finances and dances.
All right. That's Wanda's got the thing. And now we're going to find the place. We're going to find the date. We already found our keynote speaker. I think we got something here. Natalie, are you going to be able to come back on a show with us sometime soon?
Anytime you guys want, I'll be just a call away.
Oh, this is a tremendous person. She's
all right.
Huh?
She's the money mama.
Yeah, she is. She's Natalie Alicia. Her current book is The Millennial's Guide to the Universe on Amazon. Her new book is, what is it? The Money Mama. I love that. Will you come up? Do you sit at home at night coming up with the names of these books? They're just, they sell
it
the book.
It pops into my brain. It just really does.
This lady is like us, Wanda. We got to have her on more. Natalie, thank you so much for being on. Thank you for playing along. And more than anything else, thanks for just being transparently terrific today.
Thank you for having me. You have been terrific.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Wanda.
Yes, Jim.
All right. We're going to give a shout out to our first responders. I want to thank our guests today on our show. And I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Make sure to join Wanda Polo and I out of Warren Henry Automotive, the Lamborghini store at State Road 84 and Griffin Road and I-75 Lamborghini Supercar Saturday. Thank you to the NFL Alumni Association. Carlson Integrated, the Turkella Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I'll be broadcasting live next week from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies conference, their annual trends conference. So listen in for a good update from there. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join the community. Give us feedback and comments. Tweet Jim Fried, Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets more and more hits each week. Thank you, Rebecca Carlson. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the webpage, freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried. For Freedom Business, look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 6, live from the University of Florida Real Estate Trends Conference up in Orlando. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. One dog.
Jim Fried.
You best put seatbelts on your ears.
And Wanda Miles.
Why?
Because I'm going to take them for the ride of their lives.
On 880, The Biz. It's the Steve-O and Renee Show.
We've got some special guests on tomorrow, Steve-O.
Yeah, tomorrow we have Paris Denard from Fox TV, a Trump advisory committee, and we have Rabbi Spiro, who's the rabbi of the national, I guess the world. We're going to be talking about anti-Semitism.
Love it.
Tomorrow, he'll be on with us at 8:30.
The Steve-O and Renee Show on South Florida's business radio station, 880 The Biz.
Minute. Wall Street investors heard news they didn't particularly